A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, welcome to What the Hell with Nathan Perel this week. It's a special episode we did real quick. You can probably hear it in my voice. I am pretty ill, so I didn't want to do a too me-heavy talking one, because I probably would have made a lot of weird noises, so I hope you enjoy it. If you want to support the podcast, clear your cookies, click on the purple Amazon banner, shop like you normally would, and some of it goes to the Popular Outcast Production Network at the end when you check out. And I hope you enjoy this. This is my dad and me kind of leading him on to so he could think of things to say. And then I tell a little story about a dream I had at the end, so enjoy.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Is that it? Are we done?
Yes, sing your song.
My song? What song?
Sing the song.
Ba-da-da-da-da. What the hell with Robert Prowl?
That's
sitting in for Nathan Prowl. I got 20 minutes to kill, so we're going to talk real slow. There's going to be lots of breaks with many 20-second breaks in between.
People don't really like that.
Well, we got 20 minutes to kill, so we're going to have to do something. All right, ask a question.
How far are you in your game? Are you almost at 50?
I'm at level 48.
Did you get all of, like, the unlockable things or whatever?
No, I'm at level 48, and I have one more stage to beat, and I will have beaten all the stages except for the ghost ship, which will be next, probably this weekend. How my days off.
Did you get the Trinity bonus on that level you were playing earlier?
No, I did not. I kept getting hit. It was a tough level. The game's pretty tough.
All right.
What's next?
Have you listened to any new music lately?
No music. I'm busy playing video games. I work, I go to the gym, and I play video games.
What do you do at the gym?
Depends on the day. Most of the time, I just stare at all the girls' butts. That was pretty funny. I do cardio, which is the elliptical rider, the treadmill, and then I do 2 days a week with a trainer, and we lift weights and do cardio.
How much weight have you lost?
I've lost about 20 pounds, but I've gained a lot of muscle. So I'm not really losing any weight. But I can tell that I've improved on my muscle ability.
Have you, like, gone down to any, like, waist size or anything?
I am down 2 inches in my waist.
What's your diet like?
Well, my diet is usually salads and chicken during the week at work, and then junk food on my days off.
It's not very good.
Well, that's what it is. I'm working on it. That's all I can say.
Do you have any dreams lately?
Well, I always dream about being rich, but that ain't going to happen. I'm probably going to be poor and broke the rest of my life.
What was the biggest jackpot you've hit since living out here?
I got a $8,200 Royal Flush. Put $100 in the machine, third hat in, I got the Royal Flush for $8,200. And then I won like $2,300 at the tables. Within a 2-week period, I won $20,000. And then pissed it all away. Well, your mother did. I didn't do anything. I tried to buy stuff. She kept pissing it away.
Oh, sure, whatever.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Are you going to the Let It Ride tournament this year?
Right now, the plan is to go to the Let It Ride tournament. That's the game plan. We already got our reservations. We'll be there. And hopefully win some money.
How have you done the last few years?
Bombed out. Came in second place the first year I was here, won $5,000. And that was 9 years ago. We haven't won anything since. But it's fun.
All right. Have you seen any movies lately?
We saw Jack the Giant Slayer. Was a good movie. Rented it at Redbox. It was actually a pretty good movie. I tried to watch the... I can't think of it now. Die Hard movie. Bruce Willis. We got the Blu-ray, but the Blu-ray wouldn't play inside of my machine. So I called and complained to Redbox. They gave me two free movies.
And you didn't rent it again?
I haven't rented it yet.
Okay.
We'll go back to it later.
What was the other movie you got?
I haven't got it yet. Still got a free movie to go.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably do the Die Hard one. But I'll get the DVD instead of the Blu-ray. For some reason, Blu-ray didn't play in there. Kept telling me to update and wouldn't work.
That's weird.
Well, I have an outdated Blu-ray. So they don't have an update for the firmware anymore. I'm not going to buy a new Blu-ray because I don't have any money right now. I'm going to go to the Let It Ride tournament.
I didn't know those got outdated like that.
Well, it's a cheap model.
Have you seen any other movies?
We saw Flight with Denzel Washington. That was a pretty good movie. About an alcoholic pilot who comes clean at the end of the movie. And now you hold the whole thing. You don't have to rent it.
Yeah, all right.
Well, what else is on your list? We still got probably another 15, 18 minutes to kill here.
I know. I'm trying to think of questions.
We can walk and talk real slow.
All right. We could talk just real slow. But then people could just put it on times two and it'll be normal and short again.
All right. What else?
What's the hardest time you've laughed?
Say what?
The hardest time you've laughed.
The hardest time I've laughed?
Yeah. There's some time that you remember that was you laughed really hard.
Well, this was a long time ago, but there was this one time I was at a party and I was pretty stoned. And we were smoking some good weed. And sometimes what happens when you smoke weed, there's several things. You get stoned, you get loaded, you get the munchies, sometimes you get the giggles. This time I happened to get the giggles. And we were there with a bunch of people, and I couldn't stop laughing. And I'm in the middle of this party, and I didn't know half the people. And I'm just rolling on the floor laughing. It was pretty funny. I don't even remember what we were laughing about.
You just laughed?
We were pretty wasted.
Okay. What, did you have any bad trips on the weed?
No, not really. Not weed. We just smoked some Thai stick this one time. And
what's Thai stick?
It's just a real, same thing as marijuana, pretty much. It's just a real potent type THC. Back in the day, this is, you're talking 30 years ago, maybe longer than that, 35 years ago. And it was pretty potent back then, but I remember smoking that and drinking Wild Turkey. And I got a little paranoid, felt like I was going to have a heart attack, thought my chest was going to explode. Possibly didn't have a heart attack, who knows? Never went to the doctor, I was just stoned. But it was all right. I survived.
Do you have any other weed stories?
I have a lot of weed stories, but this is a short tale. You don't want to get too deeply into the weed stories.
Let's do one more weed story.
Why? Is everybody? What's so fascinating about weed?
I don't know. I'm sure
it's a weed.
Like,
they
I'm
call
sure
it
people
weed.
Would
it's
like
a weed.
Weed stories.
Well, I'll just tell you that. Let's see. I started smoking many years ago. I was 14, 15, somewhere around there. And I think I was 26 or 27 when we quit. And back then, you used to be able to buy Colombian weed, four-finger ounces. We used to call them lids. Four-finger lids for $10. You always go to the dealer and say, give me a four-finger. It was $10. And as time progressed over the years, your $10 eventually came down to a bud. of really potent skunk weed is what they used to call it. I don't know what they call everything now. But you used to get a little dime bag, call it, give me a dime bag. And you get about 3 buds in your dime bag and you put it in a bong and it was pretty potent. That's pretty good about weed. Another day we'll tell you all the weed stories and the cocaine stories, the speed stories, all that good stuff.
All right.
Because there was some fun stuff in there. Wasn't all bad. Of course, drugs aren't good for you, so you shouldn't be doing drugs. But if you did, hopefully you had a good time. Stayed out of trouble. All right, we shouldn't talk about that stuff too much.
How many years have you been sober?
Over 27 years.
All right.
No drinks, no drugs, no marijuana.
That's drugs. That falls under drugs.
Well, technically, it really should be like alcohol, and it should be legal. But that's a different story. Another podcast that we can go over.
All right. What's your hobby? What do you like to do other than play video games?
Well, I like to do stuff on a computer, photos, take pictures of stuff, play around with the pictures, combine pictures together, do that kind of stuff. Used to be into the drawing programs, but I haven't done that for a couple of years. So, bought me a nice camera, so we're going to do some pictures and some trick photography that looks like trick photography. We'll make it look real. That's what I like to do, and play video games. That's really all I got to do. Because I can't do drugs anymore. I can't drink. So, there's not much left. We live in a desert. There ain't nothing going on out here. And if you're going to gamble, you got to have money. So, I don't have any money today. All right, what else? How much time we got left? We still got another 9 minutes of bullshit. All right, go ahead.
What was your favorite place that we've lived?
Well, I liked Arizona because they had places to go that were actually a little bit different than what we have here. We go to Sedona, and we had the Salt River up there we can go down. You can go into Phoenix and went up to Payson and some other place that was pretty interesting. I don't remember the name of it. The Mogollon Ridge, that was pretty good. So Arizona was pretty nice.
There's a lot of natural things out there.
Yeah, but it was hot too. But when you go up to Lake Sedona, it was really nice looking, pretty, kind of like Red Rock, but a lot more of the mountains and stuff. I like going to Valley of Fire out here. It's pretty nice. Kind of like the same thing. But California, lived in California, but it was too stinking expensive, too crowded. Expensive. Florida sucked completely. Don't know why I went down there. It was terrible. Didn't like it. Didn't like the people I worked for. And didn't like the weather. And then Arizona was nice, and Vegas is good, but you got to have money to live in Vegas if you're going to gamble. Because that's all I pretty much do here. You walk to a liquor store, you can gamble. You walk to the grocery store, you can gamble. Casinos all over the place. What else?
What was it like raising me?
I don't remember. I worked nights. You have to ask me more of that question. Well, you were a brat. You stank a lot. Not really why that happened. Must take after your mother. But I worked the nights all the time. We used to pick you up from, I remember, I used to get home in the morning, 7:30, go to bed, get up, and then have to go get you guys from the babysitter like 3 in the afternoon. Daycare and a babysitter. And I'd take care of you for a while, and your mother get home, and I'd go to work. So we did that for about 10 years before we went to Arizona. I had a different job, and then we went to Arizona. But it wasn't that bad, really, other than the stench. But, oh, well, we can put up with that. All right, what else? Awfully silent right there. There's like a 30-second break.
Yeah.
We can do that 3 more times. We're pretty much done.
No, we'll have to do that quite a few more times.
Well, it doesn't have to be exactly 30 minutes, does it? It can be a short one because you're not feeling well, and this is kind of less like a surprise deal. I wasn't prepared. Next time, I'd like to be prepared.
All right.
And tell you everything about the straight A's in college and everything like that.
Okay.
But at this time, I just don't have enough time to tell you how I got the straight A's and what college I went to.
Mm-hmm.
I could get the diploma out of the garage and show you that stuff. And in fact, I might do that when I move stuff around in the garage this weekend. We'll look around for it and see if it's still there. I could have gave it away. It could have been in a box that I gave away, and I don't really know. Sometimes we take things to Goodwill, and we don't check the whole box, so it could have been put away someplace, taken to Goodwill just to get the hell out of the garage. That's what we do sometimes. All right, what else? I did listen to your podcast from the other day, and I think I know why Brooks broke up with his girlfriend. I figured Kaisen would come out that he was gay first, but I think Brooks is going to come out that he's gay. Anyway, okay. I just thought I'd throw that in there, just in case Brooks listens to the podcast. I know Kaisen doesn't listen to the podcast, so he'll never find out what I say, unless he listens to the podcast, but Brooks may. So, Brooks, don't feel bad. Gay's all right. Come on out. All right, what else? Maybe your brother will come out after that, too.
Yeah, maybe after Brooks.
That's I will feel bad for your brother's girlfriend if he ever comes out, but she's a nice girl. One of these days. Anyway, what else?
How do you feel about all of my friends always being over here?
I don't really care. Doesn't bother me none.
All right.
They're all good people, so. Well, I think Kaisen. Kaisen comes over and drinks all my creamer. He does have a problem with coffee and creamer. He's going to have to work on that. He does. He comes over and sucks down my cream all the time. I get up and want to have a cup of coffee, and there's no creamer. That really ticks me off. Anyway, all the other guys are pretty good. Mature. Rather than Kaisen. Not quite sure if he is mature. I guess, I don't know. Maybe. In his eyes. Maybe not. Anyway. What's right. next? Does he listen to this?
Kaisen?
Yeah.
No, no way.
All right.
Kaisen doesn't listen to anything.
Really? Because he has no interest in life. Yeah. He's a bum. He's a leech.
Do you believe in aliens?
Well, I haven't seen an alien other than the people that cross the border. But, we shouldn't talk like that. That's not right. But they are classified as aliens. But they're really illegal immigrants. But that could be the people that come out of the space, too. We just call them aliens because we don't know what they are. They could be illegal immigrants living on another planet. And they just crossed the border. We don't know. You have to listen to George Norrie at night at 2 o'clock in the morning. We could discuss that. He has all those kind of alien shows on there at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, do I believe in aliens? Well, until I see one, I guess it's a possibility. But I haven't seen anything. That would be alien.
What about ghosts?
I haven't really seen any ghosts or anything like that. This is stuff that you might hope is there after you pass away, that you still have a spirit. But I've never seen anything like that, other than what they fake on TV. So it's hard to say. I do believe there's other life in the world, in the universe, in the other universes and galaxies. There is life. As they keep discovering these new things, there is going to be some type of life out there.
Just not intelligent enough?
Well, they could be intelligent enough to get here. They just haven't got here yet. But they could be the ones that put us here. Who knows?
All right.
We don't know that stuff. But if you listen to George Norrie at night, or George Norrie? Who's the other guy? George Knapp on Sunday nights sometimes.
Is that what you do when you're at work? You listen to...
On the way home from work. Okay. When I get out of work, they're on at 2 o'clock. So we listen to the weird stuff that comes over the radio. But they certainly believe that there's aliens out there.
Right.
Who knows?
Have you ever had any weird experiences at all? Like with anything supernatural or freaky or anything?
Well, there was this one time I was having a dream. Now, this is a long time ago. I was still living at Mom's house. I was probably 17, 18, probably 17 years old. I was having a dream of some sort. And it was about somebody in the house, and I thought somebody was choking me. And when I woke up, both my hands were around my neck. I was choking myself.
That's really.
And I woke up. It was kind of strange. It scared me. But I never had that type of drain again. But that was kind of weird.
Were you on anything?
No, that was I was probably pretty clean at that time. Huh. I don't remember being on anything when that happened. I just was having a nasty dream, and I woke up, both my hands were around my neck.
Huh. That's really weird.
Yeah, I could have killed myself.
Yeah.
You. Must but then have, my timeline, I was on my timeline or something like that that was going on. So it's a different timeline. Wasn't my time.
Yeah.
In the line. I was not in line for the timeline.
Do you have something wrong with your REM sleep? Do you often have a...
Sleep?
Well, when you're in REM,
I don't know
when you're in REM sleep, your rapid eye movement sleep, like...
I don't know what dream. That is, man. I toss and turn every stinking night. And what really pisses me off, when Kyson's on my couch and I got to go out to the couch. Anyway, I had to throw that in there. Kyson, just in case you listen to this. Anyway, I have a rough time sleeping. I don't know what... what is it? REM sleep.
REM sleep.
REM well, sleep. Like when your eyes are spinning around in your head.
That's when you're. That's like when you dream. It's like your deepest sleep, and you're supposed to. Your body's supposed to, basically like, stun itself. You're not supposed to move. But if you're like having vivid dreams like that, and you wake up and your hands are on your neck, then you might have something wrong with your REM sleep, to where your body's not going into like stun.
Well, it's possible. I don't know. Right now, I know I work nights and get off at 2 in the morning, 2:30. I can't sleep with crap. It's hard to sleep. So I don't even know if I dream. I just try to get some sleep and then end up going to the couch, back to bed, going to the couch, back to bed. Then I get up. I don't like to waste my days. I like to be up during the daylight. So.
Yeah, I get that from you.
Waste of time, you know.
I hate sleeping during the days.
So anyway, we're about done here?
Yeah, we could probably call it now.
All right. That was a short, quick one. It's just bullshit. We'll have a more structured one in the future.
All right.
We'll have all the answers to all your questions.
All right.
And maybe by then, Kyson will come out. I don't know.
Maybe.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm recording this at work because... I'm on break, and I really wanted to tell you guys about this dream I had. I was tweeting about it with Brooks, and I was like, yeah, I should just explain this whole situation. So the past few nights, I've been having these dreams that all just run together pretty good. They've been pretty intense, too. So it kind of started out just a typical zombie apocalypse kind of a thing. Except it was like society was still going on. It wasn't like a zombie apocalypse everywhere. It was just like outside of cities and stuff, there'd be zombies, and maybe a few would break into the cities or whatever. So it was like life still went on as normal, but there was also this war against zombies going on. And there were some people who are like major fighters in it, and like Brooks was one, and he was basically like a firebender or something. He was a pyromancer. He controlled fire and like... He was pretty cool. He was a pretty wicked fighter against the zombies. And then like I had like a magic sword or whatever that I would use to fight zombies. Like a big sword, like a buster sword or whatever. Like what Cloud used, I guess. You know, bigger than a sword should be. But it was magic, which is why it was able to fight zombies so well. And there was this other, like, main character in it, but I don't know who it was. It was just some guy that I made up in my imagination. And his storyline was, like, he was being chased down, or, like, he was, like, outside of a city, like, in a small little town that had a bigger zombie problem. And he ran into, like, the... big boss guy of the zombies, but he was just like, it was just a normal zombie like the rest of them, but he was, you know, he was intelligent, and so he faced down with him in like a small little building, and he like it was like storming, and the mud around it was kind of, it was flooding out, so he was in this building and he broke the walls down and it collapsed in on the zombie overlord guy, and he tried to get out, but the the zombie guy broke out of the stuff and pulled him down and trapped him under there too, along with his sister or something, and turned them into zombies. But then they were all stuck under the mud for a while, and somehow they turned into like super zombies. So now they weren't like normal zombies that you would see in Walking Dead or whatever. They were like kind of like the creatures in I Am Legend, the movie. Like strong, they weren't decomposing, they were like mutated weird. So they were super strong. So it was these three of the super strong zombies, and like the guy and his sister were like brainwashed. They were the overlords, like, you know, special servant people. And as the zombie apocalypse kind of, like, most of the zombies were getting killed off by like the army, and then like the special people who were fighting it, like Brooks and me. And most of my other friends, I don't even think were there. I don't remember them in the dreams, but I'm sure there was, like I told Brooks, I think they were either assumed dead early on, like when the zombie first broke out, or they were also fighting like with us and died at some point, or were killed by the overlord. But so the overlord came and was taking out all of the people who were fighting the zombies. And he got Brooks, and I wasn't aware of that, but he came to me, and I was fighting him with my magical sword, and he grabbed the sword and just shatters the sword, and then takes a piece and he stabs me with it in the stomach. So I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna die. But then I wake up, and I'm being like nursed back to health by like my family, but the zombie overlord guy and his two servants are like staying at my house, like keeping everybody hostage. And so the zombie outbreak was completely taken care of. These three were the last zombies, and nobody really knew about them. So they were like hiding out here and keeping us hostage, and they like, I don't know why he left me alive, but he did. Maybe as like a bargaining thing so that nobody said anything about it to the government, because the government thought, oh, okay, it's done. No more zombie problem. But so then he's like, you know, hey, you know, look, we won. No one can beat us. And he shows me that he cut Brooks's throat. I'm like, oh no, Brooks is dead. And then I'm kind of better, you know, I'll get wrapped up. I got the shattered parts of my sword. Like, if anyone plays League of Legends, it's like Riven, how she uses like the hilt of her sword, which still has like part of the blade on it. And then like her ultimate, it's the full blade. But so I had just the hilt and the beginnings of the sword to fight with. And the dude starts attacking the city. And I'm chasing him down, and I get in a fight with one of his servant people. And I'm able to kill them with my broken sword. But I get pretty injured, and then one of the other guys starts a fire. So now the city's on fire. And I'm chasing him down. I have to fight off his other servant, which was the dude that tried to kill him, who died. And then it was like real emotional because he was kind of still human. He wasn't like full zombie. So it was like, oh man, I'm sorry that this happened to you. And then I got into a final showdown with the main boss. Like, I chased him up this building that was on fire. Everything's collapsing. I'm trying to save all the people that are in there too. I'm like, you know, these people are more important than this guy. I can chase him later. But so I get up to like one of the top floors, and there's somebody that I know that's stuck in there. I'm like, oh man, I gotta save this person. But I'm like, I know he's around here somewhere. So I'm like, all right, come on, we gotta get you out of here. And then he comes down, he's like, oh, I'm gonna punch you with my zombie fist. and I'm fighting him. I'm like, oh no, and it's really tough to beat him because my magic sword's not as powerful anymore, so I can't really fight him. And then I guess I beat him. I don't really remember, actually. But I get out of the building before it collapses and stuff, and everyone's like, yay, you did it. Now the zombies are completely gone. And that's my dream that I had. It was like over the course of like 2 or 3 nights. And usually you're like, oh, reoccurring dream, maybe, tops. But no, this was a continuing storyline. Like the original zombie outbreak was like the first couple dreams, and then last night's dream was this new thing where the stronger zombies came out of it. And it was pretty cool, and I just wanted to tell you guys about that dream while I'm on my break at work, outside. Because you guys probably heard cars going by and the crickets. And I think a bug ran into a window or something earlier because there was a loud, like, bow, wow, wow, wow. But I don't know what it would have come from. But, okay. Back to the normal podcast.
Now leaving popularoutcast.com. It's like the Nerdist, guys. This is the end.